Carla Marinucci from Politico's California Playbook is on the KSRO live line. And good morning, Carla.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you guys.
I don't know what to talk to you about. I was all set to talk to you about your reaction to the Boy Scout speech, but now, this morning, we have a series of presidential tweets that say, no more, there will be no more transgender people in the military in any capacity. Can you imagine, and maybe you're already hearing the California response to this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, Pat, it appears that the president announced this decision without telling his Defense Department because they were completely unprepared for any reaction. Our organization and others contacting them, they had to kind of hold off. It looks like the president announced the policy on Twitter. Second, it looks like there's about 7,000 transgender folks in the military right now. The ACLU is already on Twitter saying, contact us.
Yeah.
Is going to be lawsuits all over the place, it looks like, because you've got people serving right now. What happens to them? What happens to their benefits? A lot of lawmakers are out there already saying, look, when you've got threats like North Korea potentially, and now there's reports that they may have a nuclear armament a lot faster than people think that could possibly threaten the West Coast, we need every person possible. And people like Joe Biden, who does not go on Twitter and criticize Trump, did so this morning and said every American is needed in the fight in the military. So this is going to be what prompted him to do this morning is unknown. And his tweet that after consulting with the generals, it just cost too much. I'm understanding that there's just no evidence to suggest that. This story is just unfolding as we're going on the air here.
Yes.
And I think it's going to be interesting to watch how this all plays out. But I think it's fascinating that the Pentagon was apparently just caught off guard by this whole thing this morning.
Yeah, blindsided, I think, is the word coming to mind.
Yes, and this isn't the first. You know, the president was also out there this morning again slamming Jeff Sessions, which is another interesting aspect. His Twitter activity in the last couple of days has been, I don't think I'm overstating it, manic.
Yeah.
In terms of being out there and just unloading every morning on Twitter. I think part of the concerns in the White House are keeping him away from that keyboard and just getting him to the official schedule, and I guess that's not being successful right now. So we'll see on this transgender issue. Yes, you're going to get a ton of blowback from California and from LGBT rights groups, but legal groups as well. And you're already seeing the ACLU arming up here.
Carla, a little closer to home, cap and trade, the big news politically here in California. The big story, though, you guys point out in your California playbook, is that the governor was really talking and holding hands with the Republicans, talking about compromise. He's holding hands with former Governor Schwarzenegger, really pointing out, even to the healthcare thing, that it's about coming together, how much he talked about compromise yesterday, the governor.
Yeah, you know, Larry, I thought this was so interesting to watch this scene at Treasure Island where you had Schwarzenegger up there saying, look, Republicans, get it together. You know, you've got to stop scaring the people on this thing. And you had Jerry Brown also up there, you know, basically hugging each other and saying, look, we can get along here in California. What's wrong with you folks in the rest of the country? Brown had a very interesting interview on NPR in which he said basically that when you've got people in Washington who just refuse to get along with the other side, who can't talk to other opponents, or whether private or political, then that's kind of a political terrorism that is undermining the U.S. government. And I think their point is, in California, on this cap and trade, it did take Republicans to cross over and to get it done. And Schwarzenegger said, you know, hey, we did it here, that this may be a path forward for the rest of the country. The rest of the country can make fun of California all they want, but here we have some kind of political agreement on a major issue, and that is no small thing. So it's going to be interesting to watch whether people take this up and look at it. After all, California pays 1 in 8 tax dollars to the federal government.
Yeah.
So all the complaining that Trump and the rest of them do about California, well, we are a money bank for them.
Well, it's a, you know, it's a head spinning kind of day. It really is in the political world. It's hard to know exactly what to pay attention to. And it's kind of like the weather, Carla. Just wait a minute. Things will change.
It's even more head spinning if you're Jeff Sessions.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Talk about
go
getting
read
your
those tweets this morning.
Yep. I think there's some resume updating going on as we speak.
Absolutely.
Carla, as always, thanks for being here. We appreciate your input, and I know you're going to have a busy day.
Yeah, good to be with you guys, as always.
All right, great to talk to you. That's Carla Marinucci from Politico's California Playbook.